Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
Anymore? It's not going to be warm anymore? That's disturbing. I assume she's talking short term. 41 and partly cloudy at the studios. The winds are out of the west at 15 at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. It's Veterans Day, Spence.
Yes, indeed.
You know what a caisson is?
They
go rolling along. I know that.
Yeah, I did know, but now I don't.
It's basically a wagon used for carting ammunition or munitions. Right?
Oh, okay.
So, but we all learned as kids that they do go rolling along.
Yes, they do. Different than jumping on the bandwagon, I guess.
Yeah, that's for sure. Veterans Day 2020. A couple of things we know about Veterans Day, and we're going to get into this in detail after the 8:30 news this morning. But here on the home front and for our veterans, Martin's in Stevensville is offering drive-through honor meals today.
Oh.
For veterans.
Oh, nice.
I saw that set up there the other day, and they have this drive-through lane there, and I'm not sure the specifics on it as to time and that sort of thing, but way to go, Martins. That's well-deserved, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as you may have seen, I know Pat had this in Moody in the Market and saw it elsewhere, that the Lest We Forget volunteers have assembled a spectacular flag display along the fence there at St. Joe High's Dickinson Stadium and Steve Upton Field there. So, very visible, and will be quite a sight for those driving by. And maybe it's something you ought to drive by, even if that's not part of your morning commute. So, the Department of Veteran Affairs announced that starting today, those who have sacrificed to protect the iconic and treasured lands of the United States will have free access to them in the form of national parks and refuges and public lands. Entrance fees will be waived for veterans and Gold Star families at any and all of the lands managed by the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and that starts today. So how about that?
That is great.
Well, that is good news. Like I said, we'll weigh into this a little more deeply at 8:40 this morning and take a look at the history of Veterans Day and what it means and where it came from and who's offering up some discounts and freebies across the country today. And we will do that. What else do we know here this morning? It's page one of your morning announcements on Veterans Day 2020 with Jim Gifford and Spencer Rivers. I was greeted by a possum at my back door this morning.
Oh!
They are ugly little critters, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty harmless. And
yeah, they make a they make a quite an ugly stand if you confront them. And I've seen that happen. Our little puppy, who is no longer with us, confronted possums at least a couple of times out in the backyard, and they were as big as she was.
Oh.
But they just hunkered down and hiss and growl and just sneer, and they're just ugly little beasts.
They don't play possum, apparently.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did see one do that one time.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. This one was just checking out the bird feeders this morning. So, also from the neighborhood news watch, somebody down the street's already got their Christmas lights on.
Oh. They have down the street from my house as well.
Yeah. I thought the first night they just were testing them and forgot to turn them off. But since they're on the second night, I'm going, well, I guess they're all in on Christmas already.
Hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe it's up to you as to whether that's a good idea. They seem to think it is, and that's fine. Heck, the advertising and retail world now think the Christmas season begins on Halloween, so.
Oh, yeah. Even before then, I remember seeing stuff in stores.
So there is
come
that.
Come on now.
What else? I witnessed firsthand yesterday the overhyped world of the 24-hour news networks. Because I happened to be watching the press conference, I guess, that President-elect Biden was holding. And one of the reporters asked him his thoughts on President Trump's refusal to concede or help out in the transition or any of that. And, Mr. Biden responded in a very measured and calm way that he did not think that that was going to help Mr. Trump's legacy any. The word he used was he thought it was embarrassing for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Within minutes, it was breaking news and an alert. And, it was a Biden says Trump embarrassing. For God's sake. If you actually saw the press conference, like I said, it was a very calm, measured response to a reporter's question. And then it's an alert and it's breaking news. I would think that that would just be exhausting living in that world of constant hype.
Oh, yeah.
In the 24-hour news business. I don't know. I didn't think it was either alertable or really all that breaking. But it was there and then. By the by, in the event that you are concerned Mr. Trump is going to have a rough go of it after he's out of office, and I guess for some of you who don't think he is going to be out of office, this is not relevant. But for those who believe that the numbers add up for Mr. Biden and that he is the next president, fear not for Mr. Trump's future, at least economically. From a legal perspective, that's a whole different ballgame. But economically, the word is out that he's apparently being bombarded with both book and TV-type deals that could bring in to the tune of $100 million for him.
Wow.
After he's out of office. So, and like I said, he may need that for legal defense fees based on all the stuff that's facing him once he's out. So, we'll see. It'll be interesting. All right. What else do we know here from the world of weather?
Winter is coming.
Yeah, we
might just be the cold.
We just kind of got a taste of that.
Winter is coming.
All right, we heard you.
It's cold outside.
I know.
You don't know cold.
Winter is coming for him.
It's either me or this cold, and it doesn't appear to be going anywhere.
And winter is coming.
All right, we get
you
the
look cold. Boy.
We get the message.
It is a bit nippy.
Winter is coming.
I get the sense that
winter is coming.
Winter is coming. Somebody put together
it's
a
cold
collection of all the time.
Winter is coming.
All the times they said winter is coming in the Game of Thrones. And it goes on for, almost a couple full minutes here.
Oh, but, boy.
It's not coming right now, but, mm-hmm. Hey, we're back to what November is supposed to be like after yesterday's cold front. And
well, we'll be happy with the current temperature probably in a month or so.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, the daytime temperatures today, about 30 degrees cooler than the other day. So just here in the 40s. And a goodly part of the lower peninsula. In the UP, they had gale warnings over Lake Superior last night and this morning. And, boy, I did hear that come through last night. I thought it was the wind that was making all the noise, but apparently it was raining pretty hard, too.
Oh, yeah, it did for a while. Thunder, lightning.
Yeah. I didn't hear thunder. I saw a little bit of lightning when I checked outside, but came through and shifted everything around, and while we were enjoying southerly breezes, now they've shifted to out of the northwest. You know, you'd think if there's been breezes out of the south all that time and bringing all that warm air up, when they shift around, wouldn't they bring that warm air back down from where, from where it was?
I wish. I have to see how many leaves in the yard now.
Hey, my plan's working to some degree. A number of mine blew out of my yard yesterday.
Oh, good.
Based on what I could see in the headlights this morning. I'm sure the neighbors are pretty happy about that. Which is not to say I don't have work to do, because I do. And now they're wet, and that makes it worse.
Oh, yeah.
So now, utilizing the master procrastinating techniques that I have honed over the years, now I have to wait until they dry out before I pick
them. That's true.
If we look at some longer forecasts here of the main weather for the country, using the U.S. weather model and the famed European weather model. I don't know why we have different ones like that, but we do, and I'm not sure why they differ so much. But if those forecasts are true, they say, will be waiting on winter for a while. They say December looks like it's going to be 2 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than average. The European model, saying that deviation could be between 8 and 10 degrees warmer. And that means that it's starting to feel like it will be a Christmas week or perhaps the first week of January before we get into any kind of a true winter around here.
Huh.
So they are, at least in these early weather models, predicting a late arriving winter. So we'll see. If it comes that, on Christmas Eve, I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, sure.
Also on the weather front, I don't know if you're keeping track of the Atlantic storm season, but the storm named Theta has now developed. You were aware of that, weren't you, that they had gone through the entire alphabet? There are so many storms, they've had to go now to the Greek alphabet to start naming these. They went A to Z. And not all of these, obviously, are hitting the United States, but these are basically storms that develop out in the Atlantic. Some reach the Gulf of Mexico, some reach the States, others do not. But still, they're onto Theta, and I don't know where that is in the Greek alphabet, quite frankly. But with that named storm now developing, they have, in fact, a record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season. 29 named storms in the Atlantic season. 2020 has now topped 2005. Back then they had 28, or we had 28.
Feel sorry for the people down south. My goodness.
Yeah.
Get hit time after time after time.
Yeah. Well, Florida just got clobbered with a lot of rain in this last one that came through there. No real significant wind damage, but tropical storms, In 2005, when they reached a record last time, they didn't have their 28th storm until near the end of December. And we've already hit 29 now, and we're only getting started in November. So tropical systems don't just stop forming when November 30th comes around, which is the unofficial end of the hurricane season.
Oh.
So they just keep popping up here and there. So that's page one of your morning announcements here on News, Talk, Sports, WSJM. Anything of significance in the sporting world this morning?
I didn't see much. Watching the television news this morning, I saw that it seems like more NFL teams are dealing with COVID
people. COVID's becoming a real issue, not only with the NFL, but with college football, too. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes here, a couple more games being postponed there. Looks like everything's on for the Masters, though, golf fans, and we'll have a little on that as well. Normal old November weather here on Veterans Day 2020. Quick reminder, we'll have an in-depth look at Veterans Day, where it came from, what it means, what it's all about, why it's different from Memorial Day, and so on and so forth, after the 8:30 news this morning here on WSJM. Quick reminder that Martin's is offering an honor meal for veterans today, and don't forget to swing by and take a look at the display that the Lest We Forget crew put up outside of St. Joe High School. So Page two of your morning announcements here on the 11th of November. Some impressive and hopeful news from the automotive industry this morning, with Ford Motor Company announcing yesterday they will invest $100 million, which will add 150 jobs at their Kansas City assembly plant. That's where they're going to build that new e-transit van, the electric van that we talked about a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is on top of the $850 million that they're putting into their Rouge factory in Dearborn and the Van Dyke plant in Sterling Heights. And that will result in either adding or retaining another 725 jobs. And this comes on the heels of General Motors announcing that they're going to be hiring thousands as they push to bring more than 20 new electric vehicles to U.S. roadways by 2023. So, man, it's coming, and it's coming fast. GM's going to hire 3,000 engineers, designers, and technology specialists between now and then. Or now and the end of the first quarter, rather.
Hmm.
And apparently many, if not most of these people, will be able to work remotely. They say this drastically opens up the talent pool across the nation for them. And GM is all in on this, envisioning, as they say, a future of zero emissions, zero crashes, zero congestion, which they think we will be able to achieve through electric and autonomous vehicles. And there's that autonomous word.
No, I don't like that.
They're going to have a real hard time convincing gearheads that this is a good way, a good move forward, you know?
Yeah.
I thought about that the other day on the road back when we were youngins. The kids were the gearheads and those that were into cars, into the muscle cars, and trying to muscle up whatever car they could have at the time. But there were, muscle cars being manufactured specifically for that purpose, just to show their muscle and to, to make some noise and be fast.
Yeah, I had a 70 Mustang Fastback.
Did you?
Yep.
I never had a muscle car, but I saw and envied others that did. And I started thinking, when did that go away? I know it was certainly prevalent through the 70s, probably into the 80s, but I don't know. I can't think of anything in that vein like the 90s and beyond. And now, when you look at what kids and young guys particularly are into when they're talking about muscle vehicles, it's all trucks.
That's true.
They all look like Batmobiles, you know? and those are the things that are getting souped up and, that are making some noise and making an impression in that world. But I don't know that, that the kids are taking anything off the production line and souping it up. For a while, they were putting some effort into Asian imports, little Hondas and that kind of stuff, and souping them up and putting gigantic tailpipes on them, but they still sounded like angry hornets,
Price of gasoline has something to do with that.
Well, that is true. That is true, although that's down to, what did I see today, $1.88?
Well, I saw, Napier's Shell was $2.15 this morning.
Really? Yeah. I thought the other day when I saw mostly the $1.88 range, and all of a sudden I saw one pop up at $1.99, so maybe it's going back the other way again. So anyway, there's your automotive update here on the 11th of November on page two of your morning announcements. Beyond that, some interesting developments at the Supreme Court, as court watchers there are saying the justices seem to be indicating through their questioning statements beyond that they will not strike down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional. Now, the full decision doesn't come out until early next year, but with the health coverage for millions of Americans on the line, Chief Justice John Roberts and even new Justice Brett Kavanaugh signaling the other day they are inclined to uphold the majority of the Affordable Care Act, but sever the law's individual insurance mandate if that is deemed to be unconstitutional. They heard arguments for over 2 hours in a challenge brought by President Trump and 18 Republican-led state governors seeking to invalidate the mandate and the entire law. They've been harping on this for years now. And I think one of the reasons that many people cast a wary eye to that is because they keep promising that they'll have something better and cheaper, but never show it. Just keep saying, yeah, it's coming. We're going to have it. We'll see it soon. Honest, we mean it. We've got it. It's coming. Well, show it. Where is it? Well, why haven't we seen anything? And despite that, they went ahead with the challenge, and now it's before the Supreme Court. Like I said, a couple of hours worth of arguments yesterday. It's the third major challenge to the Affordable Care Act since it was enacted 10 years ago now already. Its fate has become a major issue in the just completed presidential election. So will be interesting to follow that going forward. And like I said, don't expect a ruling on that right away, not till probably after the holidays. Now, did you know that we crowned a new Miss USA the other night?
No.
I didn't either. Remember, I mean, it's not Miss America, but nonetheless, it's Miss USA, and it used to be that that was kind of a big deal. You know, we knew that that was happening. We would report the results and that kind of stuff. It just snuck by me. I didn't even know what, was going on, but they held it down in, at Graceland.
Oh.
And Elvis's home state. And the winner, by the way, was Miss Mississippi, Asia Branch. She's a University of Memphis marketing major. First woman from Mississippi to win Miss USA.
Now, what does that mean, though? I mean,
that she won Miss USA?
Yeah.
No idea.
I didn't think so.
I don't know what any of those titles mean, quite frankly. apparently, they held it Monday night at the soundstage at Graceland, which is a concert and event venue right there within the Elvis Presley's Memphis complex, which includes exhibit spaces and restaurants and gift shops and whatnot. It's right across the street from the mansion. Apparently it was intentionally a sparse crowd doing the social distancing thing, and they crowned her, I think. I was trying to find out where who covered it, if anybody, or carried it. I think it was on TNT, but I'm not even sure of that. But what it did for me is it spoke to this whole notion that we have so few shared experiences anymore, with so much out there to choose from as far as your entertainment is concerned. Both network and cable and now streaming and all of these different services. Yeah. Everybody's watching something else. Mm-hmm. And whereas we used to all kind of watch the same thing and then get together the next day and talk about it over the water cooler, that doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
I mean, I talk to you about things that I'm watching. You go, what? I never heard of that. What are you talking about?
Well, you watch that ostrich racing. I don't watch
it. They're into the semis on that.
Ooh, so, wow. I remember when people used to talk about Dallas.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we talk about
the morning after that. Yeah, or Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
The morning after Seinfeld, everybody was would get together and talk about, did you see it? Wasn't that funny? And now you talk to people, did you watch that? What are you doing? What's that? Where can I find, can I binge watch that? Can I spend all weekend on it? Well, I guess you can. With our shared experiences, as far as entertainment are concerned, have just diminished to almost nothing. Everybody has retreated into their own little cocoon. And this is what I'm watching. And, if you're there, too, so be it. And if not, well.
We're watching Yellowstone now.
What is that? See?
What's that on? Well, it's on Amazon Prime, and it's on some cable channel. It's a Kevin Costner series.
Is it a drama or
yeah.
Not a documentary type thing?
No. It's a drama. He's a Rich.
Oh, I have seen promos for that. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So is it?
We've only watched two episodes, but it's pretty good.
Yeah. There's the perfect example of what I'm talking about. You're watching this and I'm going, what's that?
What are you watching now?
I was just trying to think. I've been watching way, way too much news.
That's depressing.
It is. I started watching the most recent episode or season of Fargo with Chris Rock in it. But you know what I was watching last night? Something I didn't even know existed. And I just I was on YouTube looking at something and up popped something called a reaction video. And it was some guy, he's like a rugby player or something, and he was watching a highlight reel of Barry Sanders and quote-unquote reacting to it.
Oh.
Now, it caught my attention because the first couple of seconds of Barry Sanders doing anything, it's pretty freaking amazing.
It is.
And so then I got sucked in, and I'm watching the Barry Sanders highlights, and holy criminelli, that guy was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When you string all of his, his runs, his great runs together, wow, just wow. So I'm kind of watching that, but, a part of what I'm watching is this other guy watching it and reacting to it. And the reaction is just kind of silly. It's kind of like, wow, ooh, I can't believe that, ooh. And it's like, what am I watching? What is this? And, this guy's got his own YouTube channel. And apparently people subscribe to watch him watch other things and then react to it. And then because I watched that, then my YouTube feed all of a sudden is populated with all of these different reaction videos. And I watched a couple of them, and it's just, guys and girls sitting in their living rooms or their bedrooms or whatever and watching, in the couple of cases, the ones that I watched, just watching clips of like Bill Burr comedy and laughing along with it and, repeating the funny lines that he said and giggling and laughing and, oh, that's so true. And they all have their own YouTube channels, and they're yelling at you, subscribe to this and like this and share this. And I'm like, what on earth am I watching? I'm watching other people watch other people. And at the end of it, well, one of them was actually pretty amusing because the woman in its laugh was just so infectious. The rest of it is like, all right, well, this is just bizarre. This is a whole new world that I know nothing about. maybe that's where our shared experiences have gone to. I don't know. Anyway, that's page 2 of your morning announcements.